Hello there. I'm Sean Appel. This is Radio Noon. We are starting off a new week by getting organized. We're talking about decluttering, and I want to know, where do you need some help with organizing and cleaning things up? The phone number here, 514-597-4500. Toll free is 1-877-597-4500. After 12 o'clock. And again, today we're talking about decluttering. And I want to know, where do you need some help with organization? I will tell you about all the areas where I need help with organization, if there's enough time, although I can also tell you right now, there will not be enough time for me to tell you all the areas where I need help with organization, but I will tell you about some of them. I want to hear from you though. Tell me about the area in your house that you just have not tackled yet. How hard is it for you to get rid of stuff? You can also tell me about a time when you did get rid of something and it felt great. We have a professional organizer here and we're talking about clutter or stuff, the stuff in your house.
That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it.
George Carlin talking about your house. We will go undercover today to talk about your stuff. If you've been in my house or even seen my desk at work, you know I am not a professional organizer. I could use one. We have one right here, which works out well, and I want to hear from you as well. Is it hard for you to get rid of stuff? What area are you meaning to get to? If you're sort of getting there, we might just be able to coax you today to finally get the job done. 514-597-4500, toll free is 1-877-597-4500. The text line's 514-566-9066. Twitter is at CBC Radio Noon. My guest here with us for the hour is Susan Portnoy, who is a professional organizer. She heads a company called Organized Success. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sean, for having me.
So what do you do?
I organize space in anyone's home, in anyone's business. I organize toys, garages, papers, anything at all that needs organizing.
You've been doing this for a while.
Since 1999.
Have you met someone yet you could not organize?
No. Every single person I can help in some way. And the recidivist rate is really, really they never go back to what they were because I clear the clutter.
I am finding that hard to believe. I'm imagining myself. I'm imagining you come in and you work with me and my place looks great, but you have not changed my mindset, have you?
You know what, Sean? It's a matter of developing new habits. It takes 30 days to form a habit. And I actually teach people and I coach them and I will speak to them on the phone in between. I will do anything I can to keep people organized and clear their lives of clutter.
So let's go through the nitty-gritty of this. How does it work? Someone wants to get organized. I guess they're not going to do it unless they want, right? So they're going to call you and they're ready to take that step. What happens next?
Until they're ready, I can't help them. Their husband can call me, their mother can call me, everybody can call me. Until they actually say yes, it won't happen. I then set up a meeting with them and I explain what I can do. They have to develop a relationship with me so they can trust me to touch their things because it's very personal. And then I ask them, what area of your home bothers you the most? That's where I start. I set up a period of time, maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. I don't overextend it. I don't want them to suffer burnout. And I work with them for that period of time, and then I give them a little bit of homework to do in between. They do not sign a contract with me. They're not tied into any number of sessions. I want them to be happy, and I want them to enjoy the process.
So the first time you're with a person, there's no... You're organizing how the process will continue, but you're not...
No, I would start. I would actually start with
would.
The... Yes, because I want to show them how I work and where what we can accomplish in a very short period of time. I start with the big stuff first. I want to make a difference that first day.
And you start with the area that the person says is giving...
them the most stress
yeah.
that makes them feel the most overwhelmed and the most exhausted when they look at it.
So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about my own house. I'm not even sure what area I would start with. Do you ever sort of take charge of the situation and say, well,
yes.
I think for you, you've got to start with this?
Yes. I would see what looks the worst to me. I like to start either in the kitchen or the bedroom because I want the bedroom to be a calming place, like a sanctuary, where there are no papers, there are no piles, there is nothing on the night tables. I like to start there so that when the person goes to bed at night, they have almost like an oasis, that like going to a spa.
You must, from time to time, see the essays and the opinion pieces from people who try to explain why clutter or messiness is a good thing. I love those. I will admit that there are far more of them that go the other way, that say why decluttering is important and virtuous and will make you feel better. And especially these days, decluttering has become very much in fashion. But occasionally you do see the people who say, here's why messiness is a good thing, you know, linked to creativity or what have you. What do you say to that?
I say that there is a balance between taking somebody's mess, if they're functional in that mess and they're highly functional, I say don't mess with a good thing. I can only help the people that it bothers. Now, if a husband's mess bothers the wife, I work out, you know, scenarios that in their public spaces, they have to cooperate. But if they have their own office or their own basement space and they want to be a mess there, that's fine. I truly believe that even the people that think they're more creative because of their mess, I believe I could help them, but I don't force myself on anybody.
Who typically does call you?
Everybody, from lawyers to accountants to business people. I've been called into businesses with 20 employees, 30 employees, and people will stand at the door with their arms folded and say, Susan, you are not coming into my office. And then I say, that's fine. And 1 week later, when they see what I've done in someone else's office, they line up at the door and say, when is my turn?
I'm here with Susan Portnoy, who is a professional organizer, heads a company called Organize Success. So to join the conversation here as we talk about decluttering and maybe an area where you feel you need a little bit of help, or if you want to brag about an area that you did tackle or something that you got rid of and it felt great, I would love to hear from you. Join the conversation here. The phone number is 514-597-4500. Toll-free is 1-877-597-4500. The text line is 514-566-9066. And Twitter is at CBC Radio Noon. Susan Portnoy, you have been doing this for quite a while.
Many years. 20.
How does a person get into this line of work?
You know what? When I started, Sean, there were 5 organizers in Montreal that I did not know about. My last child went off to university and I decided I was going to work. And my husband said to me, you think people are going to pay you to organize their drawers? I said, absolutely they will. I started teaching courses on organization that I wrote. I started at the Y and I taught a series of 6 courses the first year. And the people would come to me and they would say, I love the course, but could you come to my home? Could you come to my husband's office? Could you help me here? Could you help me there? And I saw there was a trickle-down effect. When a housewife got her home in order, the children benefited enormously. And everybody got enthusiastic about it. And then the husband allowed the wife to give him a gift of organizing his office. And that's really how it started.
because 20 years ago, I was saying a minute ago that these days this stuff is very much in vogue, and there's been all these famous books by people who, if something doesn't bring you joy, and if you haven't, you know, used it in the last 15 minutes, you should get rid of it and all that stuff. But 20 years ago, that wasn't happening.
20 years ago, people were embarrassed to say they had a professional organizer. So if somebody came to the home and I was working there, they said, this is my teacher's, my child's tutor. This is my friend. This is my, they introduced me as anything other than a professional organizer. Now.
Are you serious?
I swear. And now they would say, I'm sorry, I have to go now. My professional organizer's here. They're so proud. It's like having their trainer.
Nice.
It changed radically.
So I want to go back to the nuts and bolts of it. You come into a house and you look around. You're hoping that the person has said the area that gives me the most grief or stress or tension is the kitchen or the basement. But if a person doesn't do that and just sort of says to you, I don't know, you know, go crazy, what do you do? What's your next step?
I say, I would like your bedroom to be a sanctuary. Could we start there? If they say, I'd rather start in my kitchen, or I'd rather start in my front hall where I walk into my house every day, it gives me grief. I like to start at a doable place. I would never start in a basement. I would never start in an attic, and I would never start in a garage, no matter how bad it is.
Why not?
Because those areas take a long time. And I want to do an area that I can change quickly. And I can show the person how radically their space can change and how their emotions will change when they look at them, at those spaces.
Okay. So I want to sort of linger a little bit in the before, because you're telling me how great it feels in the after. But I'm still, as you can tell, and we've been chatting a little bit, I am someone who has some of these issues, right? I bring you into any room, right? And then you look around, and then what happens next? Because what are the steps that go from, oh my God, this is cluttered, to here you go, here's my bill, you know?
Okay. So I start off with 6 boxes and a list. And I like to stay in the space. I don't like the person to answer the telephone. I like him to bring drinks or snacks into the room so he doesn't get distracted. Because
you would not let me escape.
I would not.
Okay.
And I am forceful in that area. I really am. I say, this is what we're doing now, Sean. We're not leaving. We're not answering the telephone. Okay. 6 boxes and a list.
I would be pretending I was getting phone calls at that point.
Yes,
I'd be
so unhappy.
I would be like, oh, I think I'm getting a call. Yeah.
I know. I wouldn't allow it.
Okay.
If I saw after 2 hours, excuse me, that you couldn't do anymore, I would stop. But for the time we were working, I would really keep you focused. And I'm very good at doing that.
And so my big question, though, and I want to come back to this question maybe after our next caller, is, and this is sort of the crux of it, how do you decide what stays and what goes? We'll come back to that, okay?
Very good.
I'm here with Susan Portner. She's a professional organizer. She heads a company called Organized Success. You can join the conversation with us. The phone number is 514-597-4500. Toll free, it's 1-877-597-4500. And we're going to Edith, who is calling from the townships from Sutton. Hi, Edith.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. What did you want to talk about?
Hi, Edith.
I actually was calling for a quick comment because I also am a professional organizer. I don't work in the same area, Susan. I work in Eastern Townships. Mm-hmm. I'm out of Sutton. But I was calling because it's so refreshing to hear an organizer talk about what it really is to work with an organizer. I've heard several shows. I mean, over the years on CBC, there have been different organizers in to talk, and I've always felt very frustrated because it was like, no, that's not what matters. And hearing Susan talk about how important it is for the person to be the one to call you, for the person to be the one to say, this is what is bothering me, as opposed to people thinking that we are people who people often have this image of organizers as people who go in and you know, put pretty little boxes in order and put all your stuff in there and we'll order you to take stuff out and we'll be these meanies. And that is so not what we do. And to hear Susan describe it is right. To me, it's like, that's what it is. We connect with people and we help them create the havens and the sanctuaries that they want. And I just felt like, oh my God, I have to call to let
Edith,
her know that this is like,
I thank you. I thank you for calling because it's so, so true.
It's so true. And what you said about creating the sanctuary in people's bedrooms, Sean, when you were saying, you know, what would you say to me? What would you do? What Susan has just said about wanting to create a space for you to be able to actually collect your thoughts and feel calm and feel that you can face the day is what essentially an organizer is going to help you get to. And it's really refreshing. So I'm really glad you're having everybody on. And I think, you know, it's super important to know that it's the emotional connection and the fact that people have to work with an organizer they trust and they have to feel that confidence, and that will help them along way more than knowing more about boxes and storage systems and all of that. That's so secondary.
So Edith and Susan, you feel that people have sort of the wrong idea about organizers?
Yes. I often hear comments from people when, you know, I've been doing it for 16 years and people will ask me, so you're an organizer? Oh, so you must go in and just be like military style, and oh, you must have, you know, lots of boxes, and you must know, you know, all the companies that make the best closets. And I constantly have to go back to, no, actually I don't. That's not really what we do. We work with the person to create a space where they feel comfortable, they feel at ease, they feel calm, they like where they live again, as opposed to feeling that frustration from the time they walk in the door. And that's where we are. So most of us are better trained at being, as Susan has said, you know, being attuned to people and paying attention to how they behave and what scares them or what worries them or how they work, because that's what matters. We have to be good at that way before we have to be good with closets and hangers and boxes.
It is so, so true. Every single person is such an individual, and what works for me may not work for them. And I have to be an excellent listener, and I have to know what will work for them. And I
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely. It's essential. So Sean, I'm glad you had Susan on, because like I said, over the years I've heard different organizers, and this is like, oh, yes, this is what it is.
Thank you, Edith. You're very welcome.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Edith calling from Sutton. The phone number here, the toll-free number is 1-877-597-4500. Local number, 514-597-4500. My guest, Susan Portnoy, who is a professional organizer, heads a company called Organized Success. I want to play a little bit of comedy here because, you know, this topic is stressing me out a little bit. I need some comic relief.
Okay.
Found a Jerry Seinfeld routine where he talks about stuff. Here's a little bit of that.
Because there's too many things. This is the problem, okay? There's too many things. There's a lot of things. You have things. I have things. Holiday time's going to be a lot more things. I don't like having too many things. I'm a thrower-outer. That's my personality type. I'm a thrower-outer. If I have something, I really don't want it. I wish there was a store where I could buy something, pivot, and just throw it down a chute into an incinerator, walk out, no bags. That's my perfect shopping experience. Now, my wife, of course, is the opposite. This is marriage. This is the beauty. The conflict is the beauty of marriage. My wife is a saver. She's a keeper. She grips, grasps, everything is organized. Every styrofoam peanut is numbered, cataloged, filed. I will throw anything out at any time. Where's the wedding album? I thought you were done with it. And that was wrong. I admit that now. Those are special memories, and they're gone now. But the point is this. All things on earth only exist in different stages of becoming garbage. Okay? Your home is a garbage processing center where you buy new things, bring them into your house, and slowly crapify them over time. Okay? This is your life.
Jerry Seinfeld, he hates stuff. He sounds like stuff for him is just like he wants to get rid of all stuff. Do you hate stuff?
I don't like clutter.
No.
I can't say I hate stuff. There is stuff that brings me a lot of joy.
Okay.
And one of them is my photo albums, my scrapbooks. I really love them, and I get a lot of pleasure from them.
And that's one of the questions I had for you. What do you keep? I was curious to know.
I love them. And I say, if I ever had a fire,
no,
the first thing I would take out is all my scrapbooks that have all my special cards and all my special mementos that I really adore looking at.
We're going to go back to our phone lines right now. I want to hear more about what's in those keepsakes that make the cut for you. We'll talk about that later. Right now, we'll go to West Mountain. Christian's on the line. Hi, Christian.
Hello, how are you?
really well. What did you want to talk about?
My question is, I'm a bit of an organized freak, so I got my house pretty well organized. My question is, how do you keep your when you organize everything, how do you keep your family continually organizing the house, which is that it doesn't have to be reorganized every week?
I try to build enthusiasm about organizing. And sometimes we have like organizing projects with children where we play music and we say the next hour is going to be devoted to organizing. And we give like little projects in different bedrooms, in toy rooms, and we make it really fun. And at the end, we check it off, what we did. We have garbage bags that we walk around. There was an organizer called the Fly Lady that did the 27 fling boogie. And she walked around her house with a garbage bag and she threw in 27 items that really were garbage. Old boxes that didn't have anything in them and broken toys and things that couldn't be repaired. And it's amazing how much clutter builds up in children's bedrooms, in kitchens, in basements, in garages. It is unbelievable. And at any point in time, I guarantee you, you could do this 27 fling boogie and you could get 27 things in the garbage in a second.
But you're saying we should have an organizational day.
An organizational day, an organizational event. You could make it really exciting, and it should be once every month, once every 2 months, so that the rooms stay organized and they don't get to an overwhelming job.
Christian, can I hear a little bit more from you about your household dynamic?
Well, in the household dynamics, you know, like I said, I like to have things organized. I think it's a personality you must understand. It's like your personality as you grow into an individual that's organized. And then, of course, you live in a family with kids. And not everybody has the same way of living, right?
So how does that play out right now in your house?
Pardon me?
How does that play out right now in your house?
Well, I end up cleaning up all the time.
And Christian, I'm going to step in now and say you don't want to ruin the relationship with you and your family. So
right, exactly. So I'm a bit of a clean freak. So what happens is I just barge in and start cleaning up things, right?
So what I say is I like to encourage everybody in the house to keep the public areas neat and organized. If their room isn't perfect, you could shut a door. But it's really important for people to respect you and for you to respect them.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I'm always sticking my head into the kids' doors. And like you said, thank God there's a door there. But I'm always still opening the door. And then, you know, I don't know.
And it bothers you. And it really bothers you.
If you're the same way, it bothers you. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, it'd be nice if this was there and that was there. It's easy to get. And when you're done with it, put it back. But that never happens, right?
Right.
But, Christian, could you imagine I don't necessarily want to sound skeptical, but maybe I'm feeling a bit skeptical. Could you imagine sort of a fun activity around cleaning up in your household?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what we're thinking, right? It's that once a month, or I don't think I could wait once a month. It has to be once a week, right?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
think I
four
could
times the fun.
Months of clutter, right?
But you know
I'd
what, Christian?
I'd have to get in there before the month is done. I'd say every week or every couple of days.
I would say, let's say every 2 weeks, and then you say, we're only going to do this for an hour. After the hour, we're going to go for a bike ride and we're going to get ice cream. And you're going to play music they like while you're doing it. I'm telling you, they wouldn't dread it. It would be really a fun activity.
Cool. Perfect. Well,
and then you could take pictures. You could take before and after pictures as a motivator.
Yeah.
But then you cannot keep the pictures. You have to get rid of the pictures. Christian, thank you so much for the call.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, guys. Thanks.
Christian calling from Westmount. The phone number here, 514-5-